You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which makes your life a little bit easier by giving you a few names that you can bank on. Well, don't listen to me. We listen to some financial analysts from across the spectrum and they give us names and I just broadcast. I am just the messenger. This is Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Aditya Agarwala, who is a senior manager, technical analysis at Yes Securities. And this is a list of top three stocks, which could give 6 to 15% return in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Let's run through that list of stocks very quickly. State Bank of India has a buy call, last trading price of 356.50 rupees. Target of 380 rupees, 380. Stop loss, 335 rupees, for an upside of 7%. Voltas Limited has a buy call, last trading price of 651.30 rupees, target 710 rupees, stop loss 590 rupees, 590, for an upside of 9%. Shriram Transport Finance Company also has a buy call, last trading price of 1,118 rupees, 1118, target we're looking at is 1,280, 1280, stop loss of 1,040 rupees, 1040, for an upside of 15%. We'll come back in just a little bit to talk about those stocks one more time, but let's also find out what Aditya has to say about the recent trends on the Lal Street. Nifty 50, of course, snapped its two-day losing streak and closed just a shade below 11,800 levels yesterday. The index closed above most of its short-term moving averages. A move above 11,620 to 11,590 can trigger short covering rallies to the upper end of the range, that is 11,850. Any significant move will be visible on a breakout on either side from this range. Moreover, in the last 15 years of trading history, the index has closed the July series only once in the red, indicating that July is dominated by the bulls. Now, those names and why they are attractive buy calls today. State Bank of India has a buy call. On the daily chart, State Bank of India has broken out from a bullish flag pattern resistance line. The bullish flag pattern resistance line was placed at 348 and State Bank of India has broken out of it. That suggests a resumption of the uptrend. Furthermore, a sustained trade above 352, backed by healthy volumes, will extend the up move in the stock, which could take the index higher towards the levels of 370 to 380 rupees. Moreover, on the weekly chart, it continues to form higher highs and higher lows, confirming the bullish trend, which is now dominant in the stock. The Relative Strength Index, or the RSI, has also turned north after taking support at the 50 level, forming a higher low. The stock of State Bank of India can therefore be bought in the range of 350 to 355 rupees for a target of 380 rupees, 380, keeping a stop loss below 335 rupees. That is State Bank of India with a buy call. Next up, Voltas Limited with a buy call as well. On the daily chart, Voltas has resumed its upward journey after testing the trendline support placed at 590 rupees. Furthermore, on the weekly chart, it is on the verge of a breakout from a triangle pattern after a series of long lower shadows, indicating higher levels in the coming trading sessions. A sustained trade above 637 will trigger a breakout from the pattern. The RSI has also turned higher after taking support at the 50 level, suggesting higher levels. The stock can be bought in the range of 635 rupees for a target of 680 to 710 rupees, while keeping a stop loss below 590 rupees. That is Voltas Limited with a buy call and an upside of 9%. Finally, Shriram Transport Finance Company Limited has a buy call. We've heard of Shriram Transport Finance in the context of Piramal recently, but let's find out what the stock has been up to. On the daily chart, Shriram Transport Finance Company is on the verge of a breakout from the neckline of an inverted H&S, that is head and shoulders pattern, placed at 1,125 rupees. A sustained trade beyond the neckline will take the stock higher to the levels of 1,210 to 1,280 rupees. Moreover, on the weekly time frame, it has turned upwards after testing the lower end of the broad range, now approaching the upper end of the range placed at 1,280 rupees. Furthermore, RSI is also suggesting higher levels in the coming trading sessions as it has turned upwards from the 40 support zone. The stock can therefore be bought in the range of 1,110 rupees to 1,120 rupees for the targets of 1,280 rupees while keeping a stop loss below 1,040 rupees. That is Shriram Transport Finance Company with a buy call. As usual, one last time those names. State Bank of India with a buy call ended the day yesterday at 356 rupees 50 paise. Target 380, stop loss 335, upside of 7%. Voltas with a buy call as well. Target 710, stop loss 590, upside of 9%. And Shriram Transport Finance Company with a buy call as well. Target 1280, stop loss 1040, upside of 15%. Well, that's it. Here's hoping that some of those names prove useful to you during the course of the day's trade. And do write into us if that is the case. And of course, I call it stock picks of the day, but these names should be okay for the next 3 to 4 weeks, unless something catastrophic happens and changes things. Do listen to the other podcast that will come your way over the course of today, the relevance of the budget. And we've also spoken yesterday about Viral Acharya's rather tumultuous term at the RBI. And considering there have been 3 high-profile exits, premature exits in recent times from the RBI, is everything okay between the government and the RBI? That's a question we have addressed yesterday. So I hope that you will catch that podcast as well. And as usual, in the evening, I'll return with an evening walk down the Lal Street and stories of the day. If you have anything to say in the meanwhile, do leave us a comment on any of the platforms on which you listen to these podcasts, or you can always write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. I eagerly look forward to hearing from you. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.